As we come off the big 50th anniversary of the moon landing, we take another angle on space for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Bee. Business reporter Stuart Yurton has a story about an idea for a space airport. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So I really think this is a fascinating story about the moon's first airport.
Well, yes. This is Hank Rogers. He is a local entrepreneur, a very successful software developer who's done a lot of things here in Hawaii. And his plan is to create a moon base that would consist of underground tunnels and structures that could be used as some kind of international moon base or space moon port, airport.
That's a wild and crazy idea.
Yeah, it's pretty wild and crazy. His idea, he says that SpaceX, you know, Elon Musk's company, could deliver a payload to the moon, and it would consist of robots that would go out and dig underground, and each of these would have specialized functions like earth-moving robots or digging robots, and again would create these tunnels underground that then people could go in and finish and put airlocks in and that sort of thing to make them habitable.
I love your description in your story where you talk about kind of like termites, right, building this thing.
That's right. That's the analogy that Mr. Rogers used, and it's pretty fascinating to think of. It might seem a little pie in the sky, but you know, we are familiar with Hank Rogers' successes and some of the things he's done here, so who knows?
Yeah, Mr. Tetris.
Right. So he made a fortune with an early role-playing game that was a big hit in Japan. He licensed Tetris and got Nintendo to put Tetris on the Game Boy, a handheld game device. So those were two big successes. And more recently, you know, he was behind helping the state, or getting the state to adopt this energy policy of going to 100% renewable electricity by 2045. So he's done things. And if you recall back then, Governor Abercrombie said that Jeff Michelina, who was the head of Rogers's renewable energy group, the governor called him Harry Potter because his idea seemed so crazy. So who knows?
Well, it sounds like he wants to play with the other big boys, right? I mean, you talk about Elon Musk, Richard Branson.
Right, Jeff Bezos. All of these people are looking at space. I guess that's the thing you do these days. If you've got time and a lot of money, you start thinking, hey, let's go into space.
And you have this great picture of a hat, I guess, that Hank Rogers heads put together.
he's a painter as well, and he decorates and paints all kinds of things, and he had a couple of hats in there, on one of which he had painted the logo of this International Moon Base Alliance, which is the company.
So does it have a chance? What do you think?
I don't know. It again, if it were someone else, I would say it seems pretty far-fetched, but he's done some things that were pretty far-fetched and made them work, so I'm not going to write off this idea.
Now, you also talk in your story about how he's got a project on the Big Island, right?
Right. So if you recall, you've probably seen something about this years ago. He has this geodesic dome that's this Mars habitat where people go in and they're isolated and as if they're living on Mars for a long time. And I think a lot of it has to do with the psychology and psychological stress of being isolated and away from people for a long time. That's really the test of what they're looking at. But yeah, he has that called High Seas on the Big Island. He's talking about maybe doing more of the same sorts of stuff, but with moon simulations.
So there's lots of effort toward, you know, going back up there, lots of interest in the folks with deep pockets. What's the next step for Hank Rogers?
Well, it sounds like the next step is to try to get this research facility here in Hawaii. You know, one of the things that he is involved with is something called PICES, which is called the Pacific International Space Center for Exploration Systems. This is the state Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism entity that deals with the state efforts to promote space exploration, such as we have them here. So I think the idea is to try to get NASA to actually spend some money, start doing more moon research here in Hawaii. As you said, the Trump administration wants to get back to the moon by 2024 now is their date. So who knows? Maybe there's an opportunity at least to get some work and business from that.
Well, I guess it remains to be seen, but gosh, you've got to think big, I guess, and hopefully these folks have the wherewithal to make some of these dreams happen.
That's right, Catherine. It's pretty wild stuff, but I guess you have to dream it to make it happen.
Yeah. And you know what your story is prompting us to do? We want to play some Tetris music, I think, to get us in the mood. But thanks a lot,
Excellent.
Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read his full story, go to civilbeat.org.